WPS Health Insurance is hiring 1,200 people to fill clerical and other positions needed for a 5-year government contract administering health benefits to military personnel. CEO Bill Bathke says half the new jobs will be in Wausau.
The remaining 600 new employees will be added here in Monona, our corporate headquarters, and in the city of Madison. In the day of economic uncertainty and increasing unemployment, it is especially important to see such significant growth and strength that WPS brings to the communities it becomes such a big part of.
Bathke's pay for the new jobs will range between $9 an hour and $11.50. While not as lucrative as the thousands of manufacturing jobs the state has lost, they will help put a dent in unemployment. And the contracts help Wisconsin gain more of a foothold in securing federal money, something Governor Jim Doyle admits has been lacking.
In the past, defense spending, and still is, largely dominated by whether you have big military bases in your jurisdiction or not, and obviously we don't. But as we move towards more and more services being provided, such as the contract that we're talking here, I think Wisconsin's going to do very well.
WPS Health Insurance got two government contracts this summer from the Department of Defense. The first is for $500 million. WPS will administer Medicaid health benefits for 1.7 million military retirees across the nation. In the second, larger contract, WPS is a subcontractor. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.